Many of our most contentious social and ethical battles were actually waged not in Congress or in the courtroom, but in the classroom. Yesterday, we talked about Arizona state law that bans ethnic studies programs, and that's forced several schools to remove certain books from the classrooms in order to be in compliance with state law. But perhaps nothing stirs up parental passions or disrupts PTA meetings quite so much as how to teach science. This week, the National Center for Science Education, that's the same group that supported the teaching of evolution in American public schools for almost three decades, the NCSE has now announced that it will expand its focus and include climate science on its list of topics. The NCSE says global warming and climate change has become an increasingly charged topic in classrooms around the country. And just as an example, South Dakota and Utah both passed resolutions denying climate change. Meanwhile, Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Oklahoma have all considered regulations that would require educators to teach climate change denial as a valid scientific position. We're joined now by Susan Burr, director of the Education Outreach Group at the Cooperative Institution for Research in Environmental Sciences. That's at the University of Colorado at Boulder. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, let's talk about this idea that climate change denial is a valid scientific position. Help me understand, because there are still people, including not so long ago, a presidential candidate saying that there is some real disagreement along the scientific community about whether there is climate change and whether or not it's human caused.
Right. And there's a lot of confusion among the public about the level of consensus among practicing climate scientists. In fact, surveys of climate scientists show that 97% are in agreement with the ideas that, based on the evidence, that climate change is happening and that human activities are the driver. So the idea that there's widespread disagreement is just not borne out by the facts.
So what makes it so difficult to teach climate change? I mean, this is obviously, climate change is a pretty new science if you look back over the history of science. So is it that teachers, it's difficult for a grade school teacher, for example, to keep up on the latest discoveries?
Well, a grade school teacher might want to focus on the fundamentals of students making observations and the fundamentals of earth science concepts. When you start getting into more complex and more abstract concepts in middle school and high school, teachers are asked to teach a whole lot of different things. They come in with a degree or a certification in one area of science and are asked to teach scientific topics across the entire spectrum of science. So teachers engage in a lifelong set of learning about the thing that's coming up to them next, just like all of us do.
Well, can that be, we're speaking with Susan Burr, who's at the University of Colorado at Boulder, director of the Education Outreach Group there. And let me ask you, Susan, is this sort of the same thing, or perhaps more complex than, say, explaining why Pluto's no longer a planet, explaining
right.
whatever changes we may get in science as science tends to change its mind?
It requires a very large body of interdisciplinary knowledge. It's a large, global, complex system, and that takes a lot of training and a lot of professional development for teachers to feel confident there. Climate science is a rapidly developing field. There's new knowledge, new data all of the time. And so, yes, teachers are hard-pressed to keep up with not changes in climate science, but new knowledge.
Well, then perhaps in response to these states, Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Oklahoma, those that are considering requiring educators to teach climate change denial as one possible position, perhaps they're just responding to this sort of lack of assertive communication from the scientific community. Perhaps all the doubts and changes that come out of science, that are a part of science, are what's leading educators to feel like maybe we should sort of step back from this.
Mm-hmm. There's always going to be uncertainty in science. But the thing about science is that it's not the same as when I am personally uncertain. There's a range of certainty in the claims that science makes. And that shouldn't cause people to distrust science in general. There's scientific uncertainty involved in every science. Climate science is no different than the other kinds of science that's being taught across the curriculum. And it doesn't happen in the public dialogue either. Scientific claims are established through scientific institutions, not through blogs and sound bites. And that should not be what's dictating what happens in the classroom.
So give a little advice to a teacher who is teaching climate change in his or her classroom, and a parent comes and says, you can't teach this to my kid. This is a political issue, not a scientific issue.
Right. A lot of times people are mistaking just the notion of climate science as being political. We've been learning about climate science as a scientific community since at least the late 1800s, well before it became politicized. And I would tell that parent that this is not politics at all. This is science, and the best guard against that for teachers is to demonstrate how what they're teaching is part of the regular course of study in that class. And also be sure that their administrators, their principals, and their science coordinators.
Susan Burr, Director of the Education Outreach Group at the Cooperative Institution for Research in Environmental Science at the University of Colorado at Boulder. Thank you.
Thank you.